The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay? Our focus is on local politics today, and we've got David Armstrong, former chair and now member of the Motueka Community Board. And we're particularly interested in the recent controversy over the proposed cycleway in Motueka and where things are at. And David is also a bit of a muso, and we've coerced him into bringing some of his work into the show today. And in the meantime, wrap your ears around a bit of Mean Mary and her song about an iron horse.
In all the plains as lovers do, we race beneath the summer sun. My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathed as one. We blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force. Until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the iron horse. I heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it on. But though my steed had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Whistle cut me like a blade, I loathed screaming, spooky cry. How could he leave his Indian maid? I'll ride like wind and ask him why. Astride my fearless painted dun, I chose my pace and set my course. To catch this demon on the run, my steed against this iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it up the great divide. And though my steed had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Trill as it labored off the great divide. But though I had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Through the thunder of its blare, I yelled my fury at the beast. Wasted words lost in the air as it roared its way forever east. And the iron horse's speed increased. So,
kia ora, David, and welcome back to the Motueka Fresh FM studio. I think you've been in here before.
Yes, back in 2014, from my memory, I interviewed people over about a year on a show here.
So, today we wanted to talk a little bit about the cycleway situation in Motueka, and you might have some information that might be valuable for the rest of us and where things are at.
Yes, there's been a lot of focus just in the last couple of months, I guess, on a particular part of the cycleway project, which was probably the largest part. That was a cycleway down from Whakarua Street down to the roundabout at the entrance of the town. But that was just one part of a much larger project that Waka Kotahi had given money for, as long as it was spent by, completed by June 2024. So we're now almost halfway into that, and we still haven't started building it because there have been some controversial aspects about it, yes.
And what can we do about this in the meantime, in the near to medium future? Is there any way to move things along, or?
Well, the rest of the project, the whole project's cost, I think, is $8.7 million, I think. So only a couple of million of that was for the High Street cycleway. The rest of it is in the final stages of design, and that has to be completed by, I think, again, the end of September. So it gives from there 9 months, basically, to actually build it all. And most of that has been approved by council, by community board, and general, what public have heard about it, seem to be pretty happy about it. They're smaller ones, generally. They're like one that's obvious. If anyone's cycled recreationally anyhow, down, say, beside the rec centre and heading across towards where the community gardens are, it's a very awkward crossing there. You have to get off your bike, really, because there's no way for it and it's a bit dangerous. So there's going to be a raised crossing there specifically to let cyclists get across there easily and give them priority. So that's just one of, I think it's about almost 20 projects that are being considered. They're all smaller ones like that. So they will go ahead. As far as the cycleway down High Street, now that's no longer going ahead in this particular project set because of the amount of controversy and the to and fro about that. It was just going to take too long to continue consultation, and I had to get on with it. Otherwise, you'll lose the money.
And is there any way to reintroduce that at any point?
It can be done at any time, yes. But instead, in future, it can no longer be paid for out of Waka Kotahi funds. It would have to come out of council funds, and they're a lot tighter, as we all know, with rates increases and so forth. They're much, much tighter about spending on things like that, and it would be hard to picture that happening very quickly. But council does have an established walking and cycling strategy. It was established back over a year ago and agreed by councillors. That included, eventually, safer cycle passages along the main streets and High Street in particular, to make that safer rather than something that kids should stay away from because it's just too dangerous.
Can you give us some idea about what the controversy was around this High Street link of the cycleway?
Yes, I'll do my best to summarise a number of points that were made. There were plenty of people who, once the controversy blew up, if you like, in the media, that came out strongly in favour of it, very strongly in favour of making that safer. But the people who were against it included businesses. There are some businesses down along that stretch between Whakarewa and Wharf Road. I suspect that there was a fear in some businesses in the CBD mind that this would then extend on and there would be cycleways through the down the main street and therefore car parking loss. There are concerns about car parking loss generally down that long strip, though most people driving along there for about, 2K is that whole distance there, might be lucky to count more than 10 cars parked there, but that was a concern. There were concerns around the drop-off area outside Motueka South School. And a number of people were just saying, look, there's already a valid, a usable cycle path through Thorpe Busham down the back of the canal for people who want to go down there. It's unsafe on High Street anyhow. You shouldn't have cyclists on state highways, as a general principle, they thought. And so they were arguing that way. I think that probably summarises the ones that we got to hear about. I'd leave it at that probably.
So can you give us your personal opinion on whether or not that cycleway should have been permitted?
I'm scared of this one, but I can give you my personal opinion. It's certainly not the opinion of the board. My belief is that, well, there's a number of factors. If a road like that is considered unsafe for cyclists, then you make it safe rather than saying cyclists should just stay off it. It's easy to say for recreational cyclists that if they want to go from town down to Toad Hall, then you really safe way is to go all the way around the back way through the bush and over the tree and up and down over the rocks and so forth. It's just almost an insult to me that they can't just drive down the road that gets them straight there because cars can do it. There are two schools down there, St. Peter's, Chanel and Motueka South. Those kids will be discouraged one way or another from cycling to school until they get to high school, by which stage they're not in the habit. They're in the habit of parents driving them there. If every one of those that cycled down there safely would be another car off the road in those busy spots. There's some of the things that I feel is quite strongly about, actually, personally. You make it safe for people to go into the future where that we don't want just more and more and more cars on a road, which most residents around here say are just too crowded anyhow. They hate the fact that High Street has got so many cars on it. You just don't want to do something to get some of them off when they don't need to be on it. I think that sums it up.
And while we digest all of that, let's hear one of David's recorded pieces that he's brought in to the studio today. And this is a bit of a country song.
It's a Beatles song.
It's a Beatles
song. Yes, it's a Beatles one, which I always considered a bluesy song. It's from must be the 60s. I used to sing it back then.
We probably all did.
It's called Chains.
Chains can't run around, 'cause I'm not.
So this is a bit of a hobby now.
Well, music's always been a hobby for me. Back in my late teens, 20s in Melbourne, I was in part of folk groups. So we did a lot of folk singing back there, Peter, Paul, Mary and that sort of stuff. And then in Christchurch, I started in the 90s with some covers bands that we played in working men's clubs and things like that, and arranged the music for those. That went right through till about 8 years ago, but my fingers, I'm afraid, are getting a little bit arthritic now, and I can't hold down the chords for a 3-hour, 4-hour set. So now the hobby that I extended that into is recording my favourite songs, and I've done 4 albums now with 16 each, so it's coming up onto my 5th one, so that's 70 songs I've recorded, and they're all ones that I've either enjoyed singing or enjoyed listening to, and finally I could do all the tracks, doing all the parts of them all myself and putting them all together. And it's just a hobby in audio engineering. I just love it.
It's great fun.
Great fun. Yeah, you'd know all that stuff.
And you've recorded a bit with Linda?
Linda Bartlett is a friend of mine.
I know Linda, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She sings around particularly in the old people's homes around here. Yeah. She has been very down nice in voice. The Sunday Market a few times. Mm. Yes, I recorded an album for her, and she's finished that just recently, and I hope you get to talk to her sometime soon, because she'd be a good subject for you.
Yay. So I wanted to ask you about the community board itself and what the responsibilities and duties are of the community board.
That's a very good question, because it's a very highly misunderstood thing, and a hell of a lot of people justifiably don't know what it does, and some don't know it exists. If you think of the top down in New Zealand, you've got central government, then you've got councils and districts, and then within many councils, and certainly within Tasman District Councils, there are community boards which work on behalf of the community, that particular ward. And so in Tasman, we've got Golden Bay and Motueka. They've both got community boards. Our one has got 7 members of it, 4 are elected directly, and 3 are the ward councillors who have been also elected at the same time. We don't have many decisions that we're allowed to make ourselves. There's a few minor ones like dog bylaws, which is always a bit of a arguing point for some people. Things like street names, new ones or changes. There's a very small number of things we can actually have delegation to decide ourselves. The rest of it, and what I think is by far the most important part, is the ability to work in partnership with council staff in particular, not so much councillors, but the staff on projects they are doing, like the cycle one we were talking about, that instead of the council deciding all this, saying, well, we think this Motueka needs this, it came back to the community board, so that we worked with them in a number of workshops and looking at the options and so forth, and were able to give them back the information that they needed to make, hopefully, is a better decision. And I found that over the 4 years I've been involved with it, there have been many, many times when people say, oh, council doesn't listen to me. Well, in fact, they do listen, but they have to take a whole lot of factors into account, and we do too, and then we make what we believe is the best for the town as a whole, which people who think that they weren't listened to were listened to, but it didn't come out the way they wanted. So That's basically what we do. We meet once a month formally, and anyone can attend those, but we have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes where we study plans that have been released to us to comment on. And if people have got complaints or problems or new ideas, they can come to community board members and we will go and talk directly with staff members who may be interested in that. So that's sort of a potted summary, I suppose. There's a lot more detail to it, but that's their view.
And how long are the terms?
It's three-year terms, the same as terms. Council.
And we voted last year.
If you voted last year.
Last year. So these positions won't come up this coming election, will they?
Okay. Oh, no. The central government elections are quite different, and they can have snap elections and things like that, so they can move around. They usually don't. But with the council elections, local government elections, they are always October every 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So you got me for another 2.5, sorry. Almost three. Yeah, almost two.
So let's hear another track. What do we got?
This one was one that is not a cover of any band. It was not an original of mine, but I sang back in Christchurch in the early 70s with a young lad who was very talented. He went on actually become ambassador for New Zealand and Thailand, Alan Williams, and he composed a number of songs, and we used to sing them in coffee lounges, and this one actually we did on the radio. We never ever arranged it, recorded or anything like that, and we did it purely as a acoustic, just two guitars, and I did the harmonies. I remembered it since that day and never played it again until I remembered how the song went and all the words. So I tried to record it and upped it into a bit of a heavier beat. I'm very pleased with the result of this one. It's a totally self-arranged.
And are you recording this on a DAW, digital audio workstation, on your laptop? I've got a
Logic Pro X
on
Apple.
Oh, good.
And a little studio of my own in the third bedroom, which has got room just for my community board office on one side and two mics, a MIDI keyboard, and three guitars and mouth organ. And that's sort of
heaven on
the guts
earth
of it.
All right, let's check it out.
This one's called Mr. Teacher Man.
As the old schoolmaster walks away from the school where he taught his life away, he thinks back through the years of when he was just a little man with his bright diploma in his hand. Yes, he thinks back through the years and he remembers all the staff photographs on the wall. He's in them all and he remembers when he was young. Hey, Mr. Teacher Man, now I guess you're gonna live. No more will it all begin. Yes, sir, Mr. Teacher Man, the future now looks bright. All you do is lace the day away and try to sleep at night. Hey, Mr. Teacher Man, how you gonna pass the time? Home alone
at last to a world that he never knew, full of memories, all that he has.
And thanks, David. And now we've got another Mary. This is Mary Gauthier and a song called Mercy Now.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long. He won't be around. I love my father. He could use some mercy now. My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. The pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother. He could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out.
So, there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Mutawaika's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson-Tasman region, and the Mutawaika AMP Show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson-Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlboro. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Takiteano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.